I have with me today Neela Yosha, the Executive Director of Outside the Frame, and two youth involved in the program, Adeline Vasquez and Narcy Smith. Thank you all for being here with me today.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Awesome. So let's get started a little bit by talking about Outside the Frame. Neela, could you tell me about how that got started?
Outside the Frame got started as a program at Outside In 10 years ago. I was hired to work with youth, and I was like, what can I do with a group of transient young people with so many different skills and interests and no tolerance for BS? How can I do something with them that matters to them and will show the world how amazing they are? Movies. So started making movies there, and when the grant ended, it became its own organization, Outside the Frame. We train homeless and marginalized youth to be the directors of their own films and their own lives, because we like to have a good time while making the world a better place.
Yeah, very cool. So, Adeline and Narcy, how did you get involved with Outside the Frame?
It started back in the summer when I did the internship.
Okay. Narcy, what about you?
For me, it was 3 years ago when, in the midst of me being chronically homeless, there was a recruiter at Outside In, and he was like, yo, do you want to create film and create your story? And I was like, in my head, I thought my dreams were, like, done for, like, I wasn't ever gonna, like, do anything in film or media. And then it was like, this opportunity that was still there. I was like, okay, you're definitely gonna take this. And, like, I was just engaged with their program, and I haven't left them ever. They're very great. They helped me create some money in my pocket, and really they helped me strive for my dreams and achieve my goals. And like all of the goals that I've created in Portland and with Outside the Frame, I've accomplished my goals. And like it has to do with like this team of wonderful people that want me to be me, and they help me shine.
That's awesome. And so since you've been a part of the program, Narcy, you touched on that a little bit, but Adeline, is there stuff that you've learned, stuff that you've been able to be a part of since you got involved?
Yeah, like I've learned a lot, because like during those times of being homeless, like you really you lose a lot of your faith in yourself, and like there's a lot of faith, like just lose it all, you know. And then like coming to this sort of internship, you know, like there are people here that like just showed you and like let you know that, you know, like even though you are like have a lot of barriers, you can still overcome and like succeed and like accomplish your goals and stuff like that. And so like with this internship, it showed me a lot, like with the films and like how to screen write and like stuff like that, and like how to
collaborate
that way. Yeah, like, you know, it helped me a lot to collaborate and like open out and sell it and like hear different people's ideas and like make something kind of live and beautiful, I guess.
What did you make? Tell us about your film.
The first ever film I made, I am Native American, so it's like I'm not very traditional, so it's like how can I be part of the community and be a part of a movement. And there's organization called Mixed Murdered Indigenous Women, and like it tells us about how like us Indigenous women come up missing, and it's very rare that it's on entertainment or any news and stuff like that. And like just so much about it, and like I wanted to be like, how can I be involved? So like I made this film, like a little short little film about like how easy or how common it is to come up missing when you come from the bay to like an urban city, and like how
So speaking of movies, I understand you are hosting a gala tomorrow evening, November 7th, at the Hollywood Theater at 7:30. So what all is going to be screening there?
Addie's film, We're Still Here, is going to be there.
Dune to Repeat, which made Best of the Northwest short film category in 2018.
Yeah, what is it about?
It's about ICE. It's to point out how horrible it is, how families and teens are being wrangled up like they're monsters or something, and it's quite bogus because it's all about this wall that was supposed to be built, which like it doesn't help anyone, because like people can weld right through anything and they can always dig a tunnel to the other side, and it's like just trillions of dollars that went into the garbage. And it's like, yo, America, we are civilized, smart humans. Start acting like it and stop segregating everything else, because when you cut off a problem or like try to suppress it, or like thinking that everything's going to be good on one side but the problem's still there, you gotta work with problems that are in there instead of just trying to cut it off and believe it's gone, because it's not.
So the program is going to have, it's going to start with some personal films that the youth have made through our workshops about topics such as these. We give them a platform to get out what they need to get out inside of them, and it's the zeitgeist, you know, missing and murdered Indigenous women, the wall, all kinds of things like that. But the main program is going to be a series of telenovela-inspired shorts that we created for Oregon State University to be part of a toolkit to combat social isolation and stigma among Latinx youth. So we got queer Latino youth to, yes, Narcy, tell us about
and
it.
And also with these films that we're going to be seeing tomorrow at the gala, they're really stories that have really impacted each of our storytellers. Like, these stories aren't just out of our head. They're things that queer Latinos like deal with, and
they'll be used to combat, you know, all the ills of homophobia, the shame, stigma, all the way to suicide, you know. And so making films helps the people making it kind of look at and close a chapter, but the films themselves help the audience, and that's what we're doing. Edna Vasquez gave us the music for the theme song. We're very excited. We're also going to be giving a Lifetime Achievement Award to Kathy Oliver, the longtime executive director of Outside In. So it's going to be a packed, fun evening of like original amazing films. Is there anything you want to say about the films or the program?
You know, outside the frame, you know, like it does help us homeless youth, because it's like nowadays, you know, like you're youth, you know, you don't know that much, and then being homeless on top of that, like it feels like you don't have a voice, or like Nelly said, like a platform. And for them to allow us to have a platform and like show us, tell people that, you know, like yes, even though we're homeless, or still you, we still can have make a difference and still have a big voice or a big impact, even though just because we're homeless or you, we can still use the platform.
The films are amazing. All the filmmakers will be there, so it's a chance to come and meet the filmmakers, rock out with Edna Vasquez, eat some popcorn for a good cause. Doors open at 7:30. It's all ages. It's kid friendly. It's sliding scale. Anything that people want to give goes to support the filmmaking programs. Films about homelessness and immigration, I mean, doesn't get any more relevant than that. We're calling the event Migration, Stories of Migration by Homeless and Latinx Youth. And it's people that are, that have migrated either from other countries or forced to migrate in their own town, right? People living outside have nowhere that they're allowed to be. I want to add that the program we did with Oregon State and LACE, engaging Latinx youth as allies of change, was supported by a grant from the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation. And Narcy, you'd said that you were chronically homeless when you joined the program. What's happening now?
Well, after 2 years of being rock bottom, I have, I'm pretty much a production assistant to two places, and I work at the Moda, and I'm about to get my first place on Friday.
Wow!
And that's a big, tremendous thing. I didn't think my life would ever turn around and feel so complete. And it just keeps, life keeps throwing these bigger treats at me, and it's like, it's a horse pill to swallow, because it's like, it feels like all these amazing things are making me choke.
Well, I'd like to thank my guests for being here. Adeline Vasquez, Narcy Smith are youth filmmakers, and Neely Yosha is the executive director for Outside the Frame. A gala screening of the work done by these youth is happening tomorrow at the Hollywood Theater starting at 7:30 p.m. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
For KBOO Evening News, I'm Althea Billings.